So you look at the Paticca Samuppada, what people don't understand is a multi-dimensional Paticca Samuppada. It's not linear, understand not? It's not a one-dimensional thing. When you are mindful, when you are aware, you can understand this. So first link is what? Huh? Look at the book, page 200. First link is what? Yoi, what is the first link? Avijja is ignorant. Ignorant of what? The spiritual law. Kama niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. So one thing to know, one thing to experience, one thing to find the answer. What do you do? You think, isn't it? That's why avijja paccaya sankhara is thinking, understand? So thinking involves the brain, true or not? So when you go to the brain, you make contact. Upon contact, what happened? The light bulb, light comes in there. So that's why the next thing is avijja paccaya sankhara, this is the thinking. Then trigger vijnana, which is the thought consciousness before the content go in. Then after that, you have the content go in, then it become nama rupa, the five aggregate of form and mind. Second aspect, understand, the thought. Then dependent on that thought, there must be sense basis, otherwise it cannot arise. So it conditions sense basis, which is salayatana. Then from salayatana, the long arrow bring to contact, understand or not? Because when you got sense basis, dependent on that, there must be contact, understand? But do you know that U-shaped arrow, which Joey want to know, when this avijja paccaya sankhara, you go and think, there is also contact with the brain, isn't it? That's why this U-shaped arrow. So contact actually happen at sankhara level also. So there are two contact, multi-dimensional, understand not? So because of that, dependent on contact, the feeling will arise. Then when ignorant contact happen, that inside there also got feeling, understand not? That's why the long arrow come down. So this contact happen at number two, at the brain there, and also at the sense basis, understand not? So because of that, this feeling, actually ignorant contact condition what? Ignorant contact condition what? No, delusion, understand not? Security, understand not? Security means what? Got evil root, understand not? You don't have the Dhamma understanding. That's why ignorant contact is not vijja, it's avijja. So because of that, feeling straight away condition, craving. You cannot stop. That's how you stir your mind, understand not? And from number two to number four until number eight, the stirring, very fast, understand? The moment you think, you perceive, you stir already. Yeah, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. Can you understand? 200. Page 200, yeah. So the whole dependent origination follow. That's why when you have craving, tanha, you condition grasping, upadana. Then it condition becoming. You become that lust or that emotion that has already arisen. Then you take birth means not you are born into it. You become, then you transgression. Take birth means like, let's say you got lust. Okay? You see something attractive, and because you got lust, you got this selfishness, the greed, all those things. So that lust become grasping. That craving condition grasping. So you grasp at the thing already. Your whatever craving has become so intense, it's grasping already. Then after that, it become that like lustful entity, you know. Understand? So that guy who is lustful, he want to act out of it. Understand? Either rape or do something. Understand? Or what they call in office, what you call? The lady staff kena. Sexual harassment. So you want to do that already. So here just deeper means when your emotion, your craving, your lust has become so intense, you have become that lustful nature, you act out of it, understand or transgression, then you either commit the rape or sexual harassment. Understand or? That is jati. You are born into that rapist, understand or? Not physical birth, understand or? And with that come the whole mess of suffering, understand or? Because this is against the law, nature's law, karmically you kena one. Then even not karmic, society law also don't allow you to do one. Like you steal, you misappropriate, all this is consequent on us. This is the instantaneous one, the paticca samuppada. Whereas the other one, the text that Theravada tend to hold on to based on the commentary, is the 3 period of time. Understand? So that one, they cannot understand this because they don't have mindfulness, they don't see this. So they interpret as what? Avijja is ignorant before you die. Then Sankara is karmic volition, means karma condition, your last thought moment, number 3, and so on. Because of the last thought moment, you take rebirth. During rebirth, the human being is born into the world, understand or? Nama rupa. So because there's a human being, it has the sense basis. Like that, they say logical. Understand? Then the whole thing is the same. But you ask yourself, this event that they try to explain happened once over 3 lifespan. Understand? Useful or not? No use, isn't it? It cannot live life, isn't it? So what the Buddha meant is the instantaneous one. Every moment it happened on. Then sometimes this paticca samuppada didn't finish on. When you through your senses see something, then you got ignorant. Let's say you see something that trigger off your fear. Understand? But because you have avijja, ipaccaya sankara, you go and think, then the memory recall the phobia or the fear, then what happened? You straight away input the content of consciousness. Means your phobia, your fear, your whatever, all went in already, the content. Understand? So after it has gone in, what happened is you stir your mind already. Because there is an emotion, understand? So the stirring of the mind happened at the 4th link, nama rupa. So that thought that has the unwholesome thought, the delusion and the craving and all things, when it input, it happened already. Then the 5, 6, and 7, all those things already passed through. Then number 8, that's why the stirring become a craving, your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. Then if it become intense, you grasp at it, understand? So when you grasp at it, you become that fear, understand? Then you have suicidal thought, or you become like lone liar. Then you transgress. That's how you become, then the whole mess of, that's why when you are gripped with the evil root, you suffer. And this one is the instantaneous one, understand? But the instantaneous one, sometimes, if it's not so intense type of example, let's say normal paticca samuppada, okay? I see something, then I actually become like excited. Oh, this is very nice. Oh. So you start to sankara sanya, understand? You start to think, you start to fantasize, then you start to recall to memory, oh, this one I haven't seen before, so beautiful, then somebody come to your back and hit you. They say, hey, what are you doing? Then what happened? You straight away turn. Then what is the sense now? It's no more seeing now. You want to know who he is. So you perceive him, of course, through seeing consciousness. But that one that you were fantasizing, no more, no, understand? No? So sometimes, during the time, you only have craving, desire. But there is no grasping. There is no becoming. There is no birth. And then the other sense don't take over, understand? Then sometimes you see, then neutral feeling, understand? No? You have nothing exciting, neutral feeling. Then suddenly the hearing, very loud voice, come and intervene. Then the paticca samuppada, from number 4, it can straight away go to another sense organ. Then again, avijja paccaya sankhara. That's why it's multi-dimension. Understand? So, Joey, understand? Okay.